It's Dear Instructional Designer, episode 28. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Dear Instructional Designer, the show about the instructional design journey. I'm your host, Kristen Anthony. It's season 2 of Dear ID, a season committed to exploring the tools, technologies, and solutions we use to build experiences. Today, I want to talk about a tool called Twine. Twine is an open source tool for creating interactive, non-linear stories. It's a tool for interactive fiction and story game development. The model that everyone always goes back to is the choose-your-own-adventure books, where you would read a piece of the story and then turn the page to whatever branch you wanted to explore next. Interactive fiction was among the first types of video games we had. You would read some part of the story and then type in a command to explore your surroundings in the text or move towards your goal. If you can't visualize what I'm talking about, I'll have links in the show notes. Now, Twine isn't what's called parser interactive fiction, so it doesn't employ that mode of typing in a command. Instead, it uses links. So you choose a link on the page to explore some new branch of the story. But the basic idea here is that you can use Twine to create branching stories that allow the user to explore different scenarios based on their choices. Now, why does all of this matter to you? Well, I wanted to talk about Twine from a couple of different perspectives as a tool for IDs. Firstly, since Twine is free, open source, and text-based, it's an amazing prototyping tool for creating scenarios and stories. If you haven't listened to the episode on prototyping tools, I recommend you go back and listen to that one because I talk about why prototyping is such a great practice for efficiently and effectively communicating your ideas to both yourself and your stakeholders. While the tools I talked about there focused on prototyping the look and position and interaction of the learning experience, Twine is a great tool for prototyping the story. Very quickly and easily, you can use either the web tool or the desktop version to work through a scenario using just text and hyperlinks to make sure that the story and the journey you're asking learners to go through actually works. But I don't want to sell Twine short. You can also just create the interactive using Twine. In other words, it doesn't just have to be the prototype. It can help you make the final product. Kathy Moore has an excellent post and example I'll link to in the show notes where she uses Twine in a short experience to help learners internalize some new vocabulary in a language, a made-up language in that case. And the point that she made that I thought was really important was that all of the bells and whistles, all of the images and video and visual design, while important, is not necessarily essential. You can create an effective learning experience with a good, relevant story. The story I like to share is when I was working on a huge course on forensics for university students. And with that came the need to create accessible alternatives to several of the interactions I designed. One of the things that I wanted to get students to do was to explore a crime scene and collect evidence that they would begin to analyze later, building on their knowledge. Now, I created the multimedia interaction using Lectora Inspire and some jQuery for a panorama. And I had to think about, how can I make this experience accessible without making it any less rigorous? So I thought about the world of interactive fiction, which has tons of examples of stories where you explore an environment and collect and use artifacts within the story to solve puzzles. So I ran with that. Initially, I went to Twine to build that out. Full disclosure here, Twine does not currently have an accessible story template, so screen readers have some trouble with the way it's rendered. So I ended up using Lectora for this as well. But the idea stands. You can use Twine or a tool like it to create really interactive and engaging experiences without anything more than text. And you can also add media to a Twine story. Again, it's a really great tool and can be really powerful if you're willing to do just a little bit of work and if you can't afford or don't want to use proprietary tools. You can add video, sound, and images to Twine stories. You can implement a role-playing game-like system that allows users to track things like customers' disposition if they're trying to convince a customer to buy a product, or track the employee's reaction if they're trying to have a difficult conversation with an employee. So Twine can help you create full-fledged learning experiences as well. Thanks so much for listening, folks. And before we part, I want to leave you with this. I really wanted to share Twine with you all because it's a free and open source alternative tool that you can use to create both low fidelity prototypes of scenarios and stories and full-fledged learning experiences. You can use just text or you can embed multimedia. I keep going back to something Joseph Suarez said because it made such an impact on me. If you develop online learning experiences, you are a web developer. And web developers don't have just one tool or one framework. They're learning all the time. Hey, if you're using Twine, if you're experimenting with Twine, I want to know about it. Please tweet at me. I'm at AnthChris. Or you can shoot me an email. I'm Kristen@DearInstructionalDesigner.com. Thank you so much and take care.